Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Listening to the show and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in to the show today. To you via internet and those who are listening via your cell phone. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818 301-58-3422 to join in on the show. All right, our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that office number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you guys can definitely call into the show, talk to me, or talk about the subject of the show today, the episode, and I'll be proud to have you here on your show, okay? This is your show. And, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook, as well as on Blog Talk Radio, where a lot of you guys are listening right now. If you are on the show page at Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, set that up where you can follow the show daily, and you'll get daily show notes about the show. And you can also go to Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the top of the page there and type in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there, and you can set that up where you'll be able to click in with the show via Facebook. I also promote the show on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. The Frank W Show on Twitter. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? I thought about this. I talked to one of my people last night, and actually I talked to my best friend, and he told me that maybe I should start to put out a little bit of news every day before the show, and even sometimes I believe I'll even incorporate a show with just news highlights, which are news maybe around the city or the state or even the United States, some of the bigger stories. I know you guys have, I don't know if you've been following the story of the young high school prep football players in Ohio who've been found guilty of rape of the one of the young girls there in Ohio. Now, I haven't really been keeping up on this story, so I don't want to put something out there that may not be valid or true. But I do know that they were found guilty of rape just the other day. I believe it was Friday, and I did see that headline. I also found out that these guys were the girl that they're accused of raping was drunk at a party, and they were carrying her from house to house. They carried her to three different houses, and I mean literally carry her. She was passed out drunk. I mean, like unconscious drunk. And they carried her to three different homes. When I say carry, I mean by the legs. I person by the arms, carried her like a sack of potatoes, house to house. And I guess they were, you know, joining in, having sex with her at different times while she was passed out. They found out now that that is a form of rape. So, guys, girls, you know, I know I have a lot of young kids that listen to my show. All I have to say is that be careful with who you hang around with. Be careful with what you do when you're hanging around with these people. Because you get to these parties and these young kids are trying everything. You know, they're trying to smoke weed. They're trying to drink. They're trying to pop pills. And, of course, they're carrying guns. So, you know, you got to put all that into your head and say, do I want to attend this party? Because you know some of the people that are at these different parties. Some parties are different, have different attendees than other parties. I get riled up about this because my daughter, when she was in high school, she wanted to go to some of these parties. But some of these parties aren't for certain people. And a lot of these parties, you have bad apples at these parties. And you know they're going to be bad apples at these parties. I know when I was in high school, I was on the basketball team. So we were told not to attend these parties. And some of the parties, very few, I still attended, but I guarantee you, 95% of the parties that went on while I was in high school, I did not attend, okay, because of so much that goes on at these parties. And we were told not to attend these parties because if something happened and you were there, then you'd probably lose your spot on the team if you were involved. So, you know, all I'm saying, kids and guys and girls, and I guess this goes on up through people, adults, is that, you know, stay away from some of these parties. And you know, like I said, you know as adults what parties you can and can't attend. You know what's going on at some parties, and you know that other parties are straight-laced. So make your decision, you know, accordingly. All right? So that's all I have to say on that. All right? But, guys, be extremely careful because there's bad, bad trouble when things of this nature happen. All right? Today's episode, really, how bad are our public schools? Really, how bad are our public schools? I was talking about this last night, and this is my take on it. And if you want to come in on this, you can call into the show, 818-301-5834. Now, you guys know that I usually speak straight from my heart on this show. And that's what I'm going to do today. I'm speaking straight from my heart. I don't have all these statistics in front of me or anything like that. I'm just speaking straight from my heart. I think reality is sometimes better than statistics. Some people get into statistics, but I'm not really one of those unless it comes to sports. So really, how bad are our public schools? Here's the deal. Now, when, you know, I went through public school. I did not have the privilege, so to speak, of going to a private school, but I went to a public school. I think I turned out okay. And I believe that a lot of people that also went to public school in my generation also turned out pretty good. Now, as time went on, after we came out of public school and time went on, it seems the schools were steady decline from elementary to whoever came up with the idea of middle school to high school. There's been a steady decline in the public schools. And, you know, I believe a lot of the reason for the steady decline is parents. Okay? I think parents and homes, which are where the students live, you know, their environment, I think all of that plays a big role in the decline of these public schools. Because I don't care where your parents live. I don't care if they live in the housing project. I don't care if they live in a big suburban neighborhood. If you don't grab a hold of your kids and help them, keep them grounded, keep them respectful, keep them disciplined, they're going to go to school and be disrespectful to teachers. They're going to hang out with the wrong crowd, and they're going to get horrible grades in school. That's the recipe for failure. That's that's the home part, okay, which is not hard to do. If you grab your kids early and start teaching them early. And I think it's also a generational thing, because I was brought up in the house, in the household where, if you didn't go to school, that was a big problem. Now, if you just skip school, that was a huge problem. If my mom found out I skipped school, that would be a definite whooping when she got a hold of me. Now, if I was out of school because I was sick, that's different. But if I was sick and after school I wanted to go out and play, I felt better. Well, no, you couldn't. That's discipline within the household. So, you know, I don't blame everything on the public schools. When you jump from the household to the schools and kids coming to schools, now in today's society, a lot of the teachers, I'd put money on 57 to 60%, and I'm getting into stats, huh? 57 to 60% of all teachers in these Georgia public schools aren't there to teach the kids. They're there to get that paycheck. They're there to be off of work during the summer months. They're there because of the, you know, pension plans that's in place for teachers, which is getting to be bad in itself. And so they're not teaching the way that we were taught when we were in school. The teachers weren't there for the money and the pensions and being off during the summer. They were there to teach they taught. And they also taught discipline within the schools today. Schools today don't have the disciplinarians in the schools to help these kids who aren't disciplined at home. If you got in trouble at school in my time, you went to the principal's office and you got paddled. Now, you just get sent to the principal's office and somebody has to come pick you up. Parent, whatever, has to come pick you up. And so you can't discipline the kids now in school. Okay? And then if you go back to the schools, not just the teachers, but the curriculum that they have that they're teaching the kids. You know, there's, you know, they've taken prayer out of the schools. They've taken God out of the schools. You know, how can you do that? How and why do you do that? I don't understand it. God been in schools for ever. Then all of a sudden, it's a bad thing. Okay? It's like all the while you growing up, all the while we were growing up, you know, we ate pork chops. You know, everything to do with the pig, you ate. Okay? Our parents and grandparents, they ate that stuff. They lived long lives. Okay? But now, it's taboo. Can't eat that stuff. Just like the schools. We used to be taught Black history in the schools. Now, Black History Month, usually celebrated in February, but, you know, the kids are celebrating it for a week. Okay? And then nothing's being taught in the classroom about Black history. That's it. And you know, it's not being taught in the Black history. It's not being taught in the classroom to Black students. Black history not being taught in the classroom to Black students during Black History Month. That's a problem. And, you know, Black students don't know the history of a lot of Black people who invented most things right now in the United States. When this country was built on the ideals of Black people. And it's not being taught in the schools. You know, kids aren't even being taught. Some things have been thought of that, you know, change some curriculum in the school. Teach these kids some real life things. Teach these kids some real life things. Teach these kids. I know people, grown adults, 40, 50 years old, that don't even know how to balance their checkbooks. Teach kids about money. Kids don't even learn about money in school today. Okay? And that's going to always, for all their lives, going to be a part of their lives, is money. Okay? They aren't being taught that. English? They aren't being taught English. These kids have horrible, horrible, you know, they speak horribly. Okay? They spell horribly. That's why the public schools are bad. The teachers in there aren't teaching. The principals in there, they aren't being principals. They need to go back, read some old books from principals who've done it back in the day. They need to go back and talk to some of these old principals, some of these guys that have retired, and say, I can't take it anymore. They can't take it anymore because schools are horribly, horrible. It's a horrible political chess game going on within the school system today. A lot of schools are losing their accreditation because of the bickering that goes on with the elected officials for the public schools. Okay, they aren't up there to make the schools better. They're up there to collect another paycheck, to have another notch on their resume to say, I was such and such on the school board in Georgia. Well, the way things are, I wouldn't want that on my resume. Not the way things are right now, because putting that on your resume, someone sees that, be like, y'all had some problems in Georgia. Y'all school board officials, problems. We're not going to hire you. Okay, so that's part of it. It trickles down. These guys are getting these gigantic salaries for doing nothing. And the gigantic salaries mean that they take away from the money that should be used to put into the schools. To get books, to get paper or pencils. Okay, we didn't have a problem with paper and pencils when I was coming up through public school. We didn't have a problem with that. If you didn't have a pencil, the teacher went in and she had a box of pencils that she could give you a pencil to use. We had all paper. We had construction paper to do when we were in art. We had paint and all this to work with when we were in art, glue, everything. Now, they don't have any of this stuff because the higher-ups are sucking the money out of the school system. They're sucking the money out of the school system with these high salaries for these superintendents and things like that. When they don't do a damn thing, they only think about themselves. They aren't studying the kids. I say, you know, I know, I'm getting upset about this, but if I get a lot of money, y'all stand behind me because I'm going to run for some type of public office. Yeah, I'll talk crap when I'm there trying to get in the office. When I get in the office, I'll turn some things around. I'm telling you, if I had a lot of money, I'd do it. I'd run for office, and I'd win. But you got to have a lot of money. These millionaires are up there. But that's the problem with our public schools. That's why our public schools are so, so, so bad. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Love you guys. Thank you guys for listening to me. I know I rant and I rave sometimes. Coming off the heart. Okay? Take care of yourselves, guys. You want me back tomorrow morning? 23 and a half hours. It's crazy. I'm over. I'm out.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be. Okay.